Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Spirit Within You Blog Talk Radio Show. The Spirit Within You is a metaphysical gift shop and sacred study center located in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the World Wide Web. As a sacred study center, our purpose is to support you in your spiritual practice. The Spirit Within You is simply here to spark the awakening process. We support you in the awakening process the following ways: classes, events, workshops, products, services, and coaching. I invite you to visit us at www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and that's you, as in universe.
Greetings, everyone. I am your host, Karen Marie Campbell, creator of The Spirit Within You, and you are listening to the blog talk radio show titled Ask the Aromatherapist, Aromatherapy for Love. And I'm so excited because this show we do once a month, Ask the Aromatherapist, and it's hosted or co-hosted with a certified aromatherapist who's also my friend. Her name is Monica Becker-Staff. And not only is she a certified aromatherapist, but she's a certified herbalist. She supports me in educating myself in regarding my body temple, as well as the customers who come into Spirit Within You, seeking information and knowledge how to be empowered to take care of one's body temple. Monica?
Yes, Karen Marie. Namaste. Greetings.
Namaste, my friend.
And namaste to our wellness warriors who are tuned in from all over the world. I happen to know that we have a few listeners in Zambia, which is in southern Africa, and family and friends from back east who are snowed in. And I just want to reach out and say namaste. And I'm grateful to all of you who continue to keep us tuned in and turned up at number one in our time slot. And thank you for continuing to send the love and positive energy in emails and personal postings and private messages on Facebook. I'm very grateful to you, Wellness Warriors, and I have a special offer just for you who are tuned in today that we will get to in just a minute. So, Karen Marie, how are you today?
I am excellent because I'm excited to have the opportunity to hear what you have to share with us today.
Yes, I have a lot to share about love and passion and passion and love. And as I was putting my, as I was sitting in my sacred space and kind of thinking about how I wanted to create the show, I thought about the word passion and how I define passion. And passion for me is a strong feeling of emotion or attachment to someone or for something. And that brought me to the memory in my gray matter of a famous quote by Oscar Wilde: to love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. In order to love others, embrace others, we first have to have passion for ourselves and love for ourselves. So, Wellness Warriors, what I'd like you to do, and please join myself and my sister Karen Marie, in a grounding, loving, embracing ujjayi breath, where your feet are grounded on the ground, unless you're driving. And I'd like us to inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth, and just give yourselves a warm, embracing, and loving hug. So please breathe as I count. You'd want to inhale 2, 3, 4. Exhale 2, 3, 4. And just hug yourselves and whatever state of being you are in at this moment, know that you are loved and embraced, and know that we are sending passion to you as you hug passion and embrace passion into your heart. All right, so having passion in our lives keeps us on our purposeful paths. And as I was expressing earlier, I have a special offer for those of you who are tuned in this morning. My gift to you is my special proprietary sensual aromatic blend called Passion's Promise, which is a fragrant body oil, massage oil that you may use to help support your heart chakra. And some of the oils that I have blended include rose, jasmine, sandalwood, and ylang ylang. And I would like to offer this Passion's Promise to you today for $10. Passion's Promise will allow you to fully embrace and activate your heart chakra energy and attract all the love and passion into your life that you truly deserve. And if you are interested, those of you who continue to follow us, you know you may reach out to me at sistersage888@aol.com. Or please feel free to call area code 702-219-0084. So how does that sound to you, Karen?
That's beautiful that you have such a lovely gift, because I'm very familiar with your products, and they're awesome.
Thank you.
I can use all day long, but I'm not, because the show is about love.
Yes.
So thank you, Monica.
Thank you, Karen. And when we speak about love, the first thing we think about is the heart, right? Our heart chakra is our fourth chakra, and it's associated with rose essential oil. The heart is the center of love, and our fourth chakra is located at our heart center and our lungs. An open heart allows us to give and receive love unconditionally, and the energy and strength of the heart come from its power to integrate and balance the mind and the body through breath. So as I introduced the Ujjayi breath at the beginning of the call, that in part was to not only to center and ground you all, but to breathe the life and love back to your heart chakra. Now, what many people don't realize is that sometimes if our heart chakras are closed off, we may experience discomfort and dis-ease in the body temple. And some of the symptoms and manifestations of a closed heart might include asthma, lung disease, chronic shortness of breath, and high blood pressure. So we must continue, it's very important to continue to love unconditionally, starting with ourselves, in order to keep that heart chakra open. Karen, do you have any rituals that you incorporate on a daily basis to keep your heart chakra open? You embrace so many who come to you through the spirit within you. What do you do?
That's a great question. What I do as part of my spiritual practice to continue to keep my heart chakra open and continue to keep it consistently vibrating with the same frequency and vibration within all the chakras, main seven chakras, that is, I use the essential oils. There's several blends that I will put together, and I put them, the ritual would be to open the oil and become one with the oil. Allow a drop or two or whatever it is, energetically feels like, releasing it from the bottle into my hand. Gently rub my hands together, cup my hands as in prayer, continue to inhale, put my hands by my heart chakra, and allow that breath through the meditation and the prayer and the chanting to release itself with the aroma and the aromatherapy. I feel very connected, very grounded, very protected, and I just feel this presence, this oneness that's in everyone.
Yes, and it surely radiates through you and your being. And one thing that you mentioned that is so important is that as you cup your hands and inhale, inhaling aromatherapy is so important because one of the ways that aromatherapy as a science works to ease and support your body temple is through your olfactory senses. That means when you inhale, the essential oils seep into your olfactory and they center around the limbic system. And also located in the brain center is the hypothalamus, which is our hormone control system, and it regulates and stimulates energy levels, sex drive, and the healthy production and release of our hormones. So it's very important that just single, simple inhale just starts a lot of things going positively, being released into the body and into the body temple. And as Karen was mentioning, some of the oils that she blends, there are specific oils that through my research and through the science of these oils, we know that they affect the heart and the lungs and support the opening and embrace of the heart chakra. And one of those oils that I would like to speak about is sandalwood. Sandalwood is a highly prized essential oil, and it's used in spiritual ceremonies and meditation. Sandalwood is also valued for skin moisturizing and normalizing and supporting immune function. We spoke earlier about rose essential oil as being a very sacred essential oil for the heart. Rose essential oil is also known as the queen of flowers, and it creates a sense of well-being and self-confidence. So if you're kind of feeling kind of blah going through a particular day, if you take rose essential oil, rub through your palms, generating heat, inhale, breathe, two or three times, exhale, you will be able to feel a renewed sense of confidence and well-being. Rose essential oil is also perfect for dry or aging skin, and it balances the hormones in females, our reproductive systems. It's also beneficial to cup your hands rose oil over your heart. and massage into your heart chakra directly. Karen, is rose essential oil included in your particular blend?
Yes, it is. And so is the sandalwood.
And I'm wondering, the one that I absolutely love is ylang ylang, which is an essential oil that elevates the sexual energy in both men and women. And ylang ylang releases feelings of anger, tension, and nervous irritability. Ylang ylang is also a wonderful, nourishing, and nurturing essential oil for your skin and hair. Everyone, I'm sure, listening is familiar with jasmine. Jasmine absolute oil or jasmine essential oil has a long history. It's the aroma that's used to balance feminine energy. And jasmine is the number one seductive, sensual fragrance that's used in many essential oil blends and parfums as the law of attraction fragrance, if you will. So if you want to apply jasmine to your wrists, to the insides of your feet, to your neck, to the back of your neck, and just sit out somewhere, you will definitely attract something. Jasmine has that seductive quality that is very appealing to all who can inhale or sense that fragrance on people. So be careful if you are wearing jasmine, and be careful where you go if you're wearing jasmine, because you might come home with something unanticipated.
I love that. Thank you, Monica.
Yes. And right now, we have an aroma alert with our contest question and answer and our contest winner. The question that we asked was, what is the difference between an essential oil and an absolute oil? And the winner of our contest is Wendy J., who is located here in Las Vegas. And the correct answer is, it's all in the extraction process. An absolute oil is used in perfumes and is extracted using solvents rather than steam distillation. And that is the exact correct answer. So, Wendy.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Wendy. And Wendy will receive from me my seductive essential oil blend, Passion's Promise.
Beautiful.
Karen, did you know that we have several love stories that are located in our Bible, the history of the Bible in the Old Testament?
Yes, I'm very much aware of the different love stories in the Bible, and they're just so all so beautiful within the setting of the history of the time and what was going on.
Yes, one of my favorite love stories comes from the Song of Solomon. And I just want to share two passages with you all where there are a few essential oils that are mentioned that were highlighted during this time. The first passage reads, "While the king was at his repose, my spikenard sent forth the odor thereof. A bundle of myrrh is my beloved to me. he shall abide between my breasts. Another passage reads, my beloved put his hand through the keyhole, and my bowels were moved at his touch. I arose up to open to my beloved, my hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers were full of the choicest myrrh. So that's one of my, the Song of Solomon is one of my favorite stories in the Old Testament, not just because of the love and passion that exudes throughout the passages, but also we get to see and familiarize ourselves with some of the ancient essential oils that were used during biblical times.
That's so beautiful. What a way to honor one's body temple between yourself and someone that you're passionately in the moment with. It's just so beautiful. Thank you for
yes.
that.
You're very welcome. And as Karen and I like to fondly tell our listeners, we must always remember to rub in oil responsibly. And if you ever have questions about how to use oils responsibly, you may reach out to me at SisterSage888@AOL.com, or please feel free to call me at area code 702-219-0084. I am a certified holistic practitioner with an expertise and foundation in the sciences of aromatherapy and herbology. And I am more than willing to embrace you to help you to understand how essential oils may support your body temples. It's important to understand how to use essential oils responsibly with respect to your health and your bodies. And I'm just waiting to communicate and commune with you all. Speaking of empowering ourselves, empowering your heart, and empowering your love center, I want to speak about the five languages of love. Karen, have you heard about the five languages of love?
No, this would be my first time.
Oh, wow. Okay. So Dr. Gary Chapman has a very famous book, number one, New York Times bestseller, called The Five Languages of Love, right? Very simple. And he has, through years of research, come up with five categories in the way that we express our love to others and others express their love to us. And his theory is that once we understand these ways of communication, we will be able to blend and communicate with our partners, our significant others, our children, anyone else in our lives in a more positive and productive way. So, the first language of love, words of affirmation, to be verbally acknowledged. Some people start to feel their heart opening based on words of affirmation. You're wonderful. I love you. You look beautiful today. I love what you do. An example of words of affirmation. Another love language is quality time, to enjoy companionship. Sometimes all it takes is for you to show up at your partner's door and just spend a little time with that person. That helps to open the heart chakra and release those hormones of love, yes? Receiving gifts is the third language of love, to be given tokens of love. Some people, their passion levels are elevated when they get gifts, jewelry, trips, cars, candy, flowers. The fourth language of love, acts of service, to have their partners do tasks for them. It's wonderful when you have someone who you feel has your back and can just step in and maybe mow the lawn or do some laundry or cook a meal for you or whatever that act of service is that's significant to you. And last but surely not least is physical touch, body contact. There are those of us who respond immediately in opening our heart chakras with physical touch. And Karen, what's interesting about Dr. Chapman's theory, the way you can test what your love language is, because it may surprise you what your love language is. Mine turned out to be physical touch and quality time. That was no surprise to me, but there's a quiz that you can take, and you're supposed to take this quiz in the time frame of 70 seconds. There are a lot of questions, a lot of categories within one question. You check off whatever your intuitive and your gut response is to each question. You total tally, and then that will tell you specifically the two areas where you express and receive your love language the strongest. Isn't that interesting?
I love that. I want to do that today.
So I know.
how would one go ahead and what website? I mean, where we would go?
You can definitely Google the five languages of love, or you can definitely Google Dr. Gary Chapman, Chapman. And again, the five primary ways we express love, Dr. Chapman believes our relationships can benefit when we are able to understand and speak all five languages fluently.
And that's such great information to offer our listeners. Thank you. I did not know this, or this is my first time hearing this.
Yes, yes. The five languages of love. How do you respond to love? That's the question of the day. So let's all go out and find out how we respond to love.
And I would like to offer, as we go into our self-discovery of how do we respond to love, let us, our own individual unique self, become the first person you fall in love with again.
Yes. Yes. That's so important, and I'm glad you mentioned that. I share one of my love stories with our Wellness Warriors on our Face page group. And my story, in a nutshell, as I was blending and praying over a fragrance of love that is now Passion's Promise, I, at the time, was mending a broken heart chakra, or what I refer to as an anxious spirit. I had kind of misplaced my light, and my heart chakra was blocked. And as I prayed and fasted for those 3 days and lavendered down, as I call it, after emerging from my sacred space, I had immediately in my mind what the oils were going to be that I blended in my sensual Passion's Promise. And the essential oils that we discussed today, the sandalwood, the rose, the ylang-ylang, the jasmine, and then there's a little bit of a citrus twist. Those are the oils that are blended in my Passion's Promise, which when applied to the heart or applied as a massage oil all over your body will help to support you to open your heart chakra and embrace and give all of the love and abundance that's waiting for you.
That's beautiful. And I wanted to remind the listening audience, for those of you who have joined us from the beginning till now, Monica is a certified aromatherapist and certified herbalist in the science. She has a foundation in the science of both the essential oils and herbs. The purpose of why it is beneficial to us to always partner with someone like herself is essential oils in their nature are very volatile. And what I mean is the moment you open and inhale, you're doing an aromatherapy. Without the guidance of someone who really is knowing what your body temple is needing through a series of interviews and questions, you can possibly put yourself in harm's way. And we don't want that for you. And so the show is designed to educate you, to let you know there's partnerships. Give us a call. We would gladly help you and support you. And sometimes in your journey, you're only missing a little bit of information. And that's where we come in, to support you in gathering that information and using it responsibly for your body temple and being empowered to do that for yourself every moment of the day. So, Monica, where can they reach you?
They can reach me at, you may email me at sistersage888@aol.com, or please feel free to call me at area code 702-219-0084. Again, that's area code 702-219-0084. And I am here to help you to empower your being.
And this is your host, Karen Marie Campbell. And,
Monica Bickerstaff Riley.
That's correct. And you can reach me here at 702-658-2257. That's the Spirit Within You store. Leave a message if you call after hours. And I'm happy to support you with the essential oils. Monica is going to support you in educating you and seeking counsel with her. And I can support you with the essential oils because we sell the essential oils in the store, but we sell them responsibly. So,
yes.
So thank you all so much. Namaste. Have a beautiful day. Wherever you are, bring the sunshine into your heart. Wherever you are in your moment, in your life, in your path, bring the sunshine within your heart.
Yes.
Thank you all.
Peace and blessings to you all, and rub in oil responsibly.
I'm stronger.